ओम श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। लेट्स चैंट टुगेदर फ्रॉम किम गंगाम्बुनि। किं गङ्गाम्बुनिबिम्बितेऽम्बरमणौ चाण्डालवाटीपयः पूरे चान्तरमस्ति काञ्चनघटी मृत्कुम्भयोर्वाम्बरे प्रत्यग्वस्तुनि निस्तरङ्गसहजानन्दावबोधाम्बुधौ विप्रोऽयं श्वपचोऽयमित्यपि महान् कोऽयं विभेदभ्रमः। जाग्रत्स्वप्नसुषुप्तिषु स्फुटतरा या संविदुजृम्भते या ब्रह्मादिपिपीलिकान्ततनुषु प्रोता जगत्साक्षिणी सैवाहं न च दृश्यवस्त्विति दृढप्रज्ञापि यस्यास्ति चेत् चाण्डालोऽस्तु स तु द्विजोऽस्तु गुरुरित्येषा मनीषा मम ब्रह्मैवाहमिदम्। केन् यु जायिन् ओके। ब्रह्मैवाहमिदम् जगच्च सकलम् चिन्मात्रविस्तारितम् सर्वम् चैतदविद्यया त्रिगुणया शेषम् मया कल्पितम् इत्थम् यस्य दृढा मतिः सुखतरे नित्ये परे निर्मले चाण्डालोऽस्तु स तु द्विजोऽस्तु गुरुरित्येषा मनीषा मम। So we saw yesterday that a person who recognizes that this self, which shines very clearly in all three states of my experience of waking, dream and sleep, this very self is the one which is woven as though into the fabric of all the beings in the universe, starting from an ant up to Brahmaji, and this being is Jagat Sakshi, he is the one who is objectifying the whole Jagat. This conscious being I am, and I am not a Drishya Vastu. I am not an object which is objectified, which means object is me, but I am not the object. Okay, that part you keep in mind, that always we have to do. In this manner, one who has a clear understanding, Dridha Prajna, clarity, a total clarity with no room for doubt or asambhavana. See, asambhavana means this cannot be. It's not possible. You know, though I hear it, I have Shraddha, it doesn't go in. It's just going into the ear. It's not going to the head. That is asambhavana. What is other part? Samshaya. Some possibility I see, but it's fraught with doubt. So these two are not there, means it becomes dridha. There is no room for doubt. So that is dridha prajna. So dridha prajna yasya asti. One who has, such a person is indeed my guru. Whether he is having a chandala sharira or a dvija sharira, it doesn't matter. I consider him my guru, who is not different from Ishvara. Is that clear? Then we saw how this chaitanyam is not mere chaitanyam. We have to always bring in Sat Vichit. Otherwise the Mithyatvam will not be very clear. Okay? Because normally we will get into that later, but I am saying usual Hetu is what? This is Mithya. Why is this Mithya? Drishyatvat, Ghatavat. They will make a statement like this. Just because I see it become Mithya, we cannot swallow the statement. We have to understand why it is Mithya. And that is an exercise. That is the exercise which is called Shravanam. It is Vicharatmakam. Shravanam is always Vicharatmakam. We have to understand what it is saying. Until we understand, it is only a Shastra Vakya, it is not my understanding. That is the step we have to always go. We will explore that, why Drishyatvam is Mithya later, okay? We will get there later. So then, we connect it to the next verse by saying that Brahmaivahamidam jagachasakalam chinmatra vistaritam. So the question raised is what? You can connect it by saying what? You are saying, everything is me. Hey, I see this whole world which is other than me. How can you say everything is only one Brahmaiva? If there is one thing I can understand, show me where is that Brahma. There is that one Brahma I will see. And even if you show me, I see myself and I see that. So, it doesn't sound right. The answer is what? Brahmaivahamidam jagachasakalam chinmatra vistaritam Brahmaiva aham. Aham jagatkaranam Brahma eva. I am indeed the cause of the entire universe. Jagatkaranam. What kind of cause? Upadana karanam, nimitta karanam, sahakari karanam. Any karanam you have, whatever it takes to create that this jagat, all those karanas is Brahman. That is jagat karanam. And that Brahman, Brahma eva ahamasmi. I am not anything else. I am not, you know, I am this little fellow and I am Brahman also. Sometimes I am called Brahman. No. I am Brahma eva. Means negate every other possibility. Aham Brahma eva. Then what? What about this whole jagat? What is jagat? Whatever you objectify is jagat. So the jagat here will include what now? From the perspective of jnani, this body-mind complex is also included in jagat. Okay? So jagat cha sakalam. Sakalam means what? Along with all its parts, means the whole jagat. Krishnam, not anything remaining. Ashesham. Sakalam chinmatra vistaritam. Chinmatra is chideva, consciousness alone. Vistaritam, extended. Okay? It is consciousness alone, extended. What would be a good example? Your dream. All there is you, the conscious being. What is the entire dream world, the dreamer and his dream world? The whole thing is nothing but that consciousness alone. Chinmatra vistaritam. It's extended. Only thing is you have to extend that to waking also. Not just dream, you have to extend it to waking also. So he is making a statement. Sakalam jagat cha chinmatra vistaritam. It is nothing but this chit. And where is that chit? That chit is Brahmaiva aham. Because you saw last time what? Ya samvit. Samvit means chit. So that consciousness is what he said. That is me. So that same samvit now is chinmatram. And that chinmatra vistaritam is jagatcha sakalam. The entire universe that I objectify is that chaitanyam alone in reality. Sarvam cha etat avidyaya trigunaya ashesham maya kalpitam. So when we chant, it's, you know, if we stop in between, it will sound like sarvam cha etat avidyaya trigunaya. Then shesham maya kalpitam. Not right, okay? Happens to me also. Okay? But I'm saying we have to do it as sarvam chaita da vidyaya trigunaya shesham maya kalpitam. Then it's okay. Then it ashesham. Otherwise, shesham maya kalpitam it will come. No. Ashesham. Without anything remaining. Okay? That's important there. There is a patabheda there. You can see below. I have marked it as sesham. Instead of shesham, sesham. Sesham means ishena sahitam. We will look at that patabheda a little later. Okay? So, sarvam, this whole jagat, avidyaya trigunaya maya kalpitam. So, idam, sarvam, ashesham, okay, instead of idam, he is saying etad. Etad, sarvam, ashesham, samanadikranyam. Etad, sarvam, ashesham, maya kalpitam. It is projected by me. So this maya is kartari tritiya. I am the projector as though. Okay? And what is Trigunaya, Avidyaya, Karani? It is the Shakti. The Avidyaya, Trigunaya refers to the Maya Shakti. So you have to understand that a person who is identified with that Samashti as Ishvara possesses a Shakti. What is that Shakti? I think the dog's around. If you want to close the door, it will enter otherwise probably. So, the Shakti is Trigunatmika. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. This Shakti is what? Avidyaya. So this Avidyaya, don't take it as ignorance. Sometimes the word Avidya is used to say Maya. Avidya should be seen as a synonym of Maya in so many cases. Because otherwise you will say, see, if you take this Aham, Maya Kalpitam, this Maya, if you take it as a Jiva, then we will be in trouble. Because then it will look like I, the individual centered on this body mind complex, created all this universe. How? Out of my ignorance. You see how incongruous it is. What does it take to create anything? You should know what you are trying to create. Otherwise it will be like, you know, sometimes we make a chapati, you know, you don't know what you are making, something comes out and others have to call it chapati, knowing that it came from wheat. Okay? That's not the way it is. Ishvara's creations are all very, very sharp, very clearly the served purpose. Therefore, it cannot be avidya as ajnanam. It is not that here. Therefore, understand here the word avidya. In a samashti sense, when it's used, it is referred to Maya. Okay? And Maya is a Shakti. And where does the Shakti reside? In a being, Shaktiman. Okay? Shaktiman is Ishvara. And in him, there is a Shakti of Trigunatmika Maya. So, we should understand, when he says, Sarvam Chaita Davidyaya Trigunaya Ashesham Maya Kalpitam, this Triguna avidya, Triguna maya, Trigunatmika maya is also not independent of me. That is not said here, you have to add it. It is that which depends on me. It has no being other than me. That kind of a maya shakti. Because otherwise, this shakti will become an independent reality. So you have now two things. One Ishvara and one is shakti. No. There is no shakti other than the Shaktiman. So if there is somebody who has, you know, developed a lot of biceps with some exercise, then the exercise has given the strength to what? To some person who has that Shakti. The Shakti may be apparent, may not be apparent. When he has to lift a heavy load, the Shakti becomes apparent. Okay? Two boxes at a time. But then, if that is not apparent, then what? Shakti is there, but it is not manifest. That's where this Shakti model helps in saying Maya. That it is something which is made manifest when necessary, and when it is not, not that he doesn't have the strength. He can lift. The elephant can lift a lot of load. But when it comes and eats some mangoes in our garden here, it doesn't need that Shakti. It's not manifest to you. But when you disturb it with firecrackers, it just does like this and mango tree falls. That is Shakti. So Shakti is there in the elephant. It's never independent of the elephant. Okay? Now, somebody may argue, well, Shakti is in the elephant, but Shakti I also see in the bull. What about that? Then you understand. If you are going to go in that direction, then I will show Shakti itself is something which depends on one existence. We can prove it either way. But all we are trying to say here is, this Shakti is also something which is an ornamentation of Ishvara. It is just something which is dependent upon Ishvara. So, avidyaya trigunaya ashesham maya kalpitam idam sarvam. This whole jagat that you see, which you say is other than me, all this is the creation of my Shakti alone. I alone am the cause for all this, which means they have no existence other than me. So, usual way of describing this word as Maya, Maya Shakti. And Maya means magic. That word is very, very significant. Magic. Why? Because a magician is able to show you a lot of things when there is nothing but the magician. All you have is a magician on the stage, and he's able to show you a lot of things which you see in the presence of the magician, and later you don't see. I mean, modern day magicians may do a lot of sleight of hand. Olden days also, perhaps. But the thing is, Shankara talks somewhere of a magician which he saw, magic show. What kind of magic show? Wherein a person is standing out in the open. He is doing a magic show. And he says, they hear some voices. You know, some people are coming to attack. And then he throws a ladder into the air. He says, I have to go and fight them. And he climbs up that ladder. Where is that ladder held on? It's thrown in the space, okay? Ladder just stands straight. He climbs on that ladder. And you can see all body parts falling. Okay? It's a gory scene. You can hear ha ha hoo hoo muncha muncha. Everything you can hear. And people are all, audience are all awestruck. Magician is gone. His body parts are falling too. And when they are all looking, he walks in and says, hello, I'm here. That is magic, okay? That's magic. Not rope trick means you walk on a rope. Even if you walk from one side of the Niagara to the other side of Niagara, you know, big waterfall, that doesn't make it a trick. It's okay. They talk of Indian rope trick. This is a real Indian rope trick. You throw up a rope, you climb up with nothing to hold it on top. That's the real rope trick. Okay. So, what is the whole show there, the magic show? Whatever they heard, whatever they experienced. How they experienced it, let's leave it alone. Whatever they experienced, was it anything other than the magician? No. Entire thing is a projection of the magician's maya. Okay? Therefore, understand this word maya in terms of understanding. It's a model. Really? It's a model. Our tatparyam is not to prove Trigunatmika maya. That's not our tatparyam. If you come back with another model to say, maya is not Trigunatmika, I found one more guna. Okay, take one. Why one? Add 10 more. Have 15 gunas in maya. We have no problem. Okay? We have absolutely no issue with that. What are our interest? We want to show that whatever is here is not other than Ishvara. That's all our goal is. Therefore, this maya is a model. When I say model, don't read between the lines and think I am saying there is no maya. I am not saying that. I am not saying Shastra is wrong. I am not trying to have you develop Ashraddha in the Shastra. I am just saying the Tatparyam, the commitment of the Shastra is not in the model. It is giving me a logic which will help me assimilate the fact that all that is here is one reality. That's it. Okay? See, Srishti we talk about as saying what? There is a sequence. Just giving another example. There is a sequence. What is a sequence? First you have Sukshma. Then you have Sthula. Right? Then these are what? Sukshma and Sthula? Bhutas. After Bhuta, what do you get? Bhautika. Elementals. By Panchikarana. Then from there, Hiranyagarbha, Virat, all this comes about. Alright. And a lot of energy is spent on trying to understand the sequence precisely. Where does it happen? How does it happen? Wonderful. Please do that. But now look at another possibility in your dream. When you dreamt, what did you see? You suddenly saw yourself, you know, in Coimbatore. Okay? In Gandhipuram bus stand. Did you start by creating, let me create space. Okay, then let me create the earth. Then let me create Coimbatore, Gandhipuram, buses, people. Did you go over in sequence? What did you do? How did the world come into being? At once. Right? At once. How can that be? Hey, do you see it in your dream or not? Don't ask me how. Is it possible or not? It is possible. Which means what? Creation again. What do I again say at the end of the dream? I say the dream world is nothing but you. My only commitment is that, okay? I don't care whether you created a dream brick by brick or a dream just came into being. Therefore, whether Srishti is sequential or Srishti is, you know, we talk of it as Bija Prakshepavat. You have a bunch of seeds in your hands, you throw them. They germinate together. That's it. Whether it's like that or like this, we have no commitment. So you can see that Shastra has no commitment to anything else except what? Sarvam Khaluidam Brahma. That's it. If you understand that, you don't need to understand anything else really. Understand means, while seeing the world, you should be able to see this is that Brahma. Brahmaivahamidam jagaccha sakalam. Brahma eva aham. Brahma eva jagat. I can take that eva elsewhere too. Brahma eva jagat. Brahma eva idam sarvam. There is nothing but Brahman. If you can say that happily, comfortably, with commitment, with conviction, whether you understand Maya or not, will not be relevant for your own freedom. To explain the Shastra, to stay with the Bhashyam, we need a lot more of it, okay? Because when you are trying to give a model, we want to understand the model completely. But I am saying, really what's the purport, we need to understand. And the purport is, already here is Brahman. So that's what he's saying. That Sarvam Chaita Davidyaya Mayaya, I said, Trigunaya Sesham Maya Kalpitam. Then why Trigunatmika model? Because by taking three, you can show, explain the variety in the world. You need something to explain the variety in the world. So Pooja Swamiji will say, two will also show the variety. Okay? The entire universe, if you look in a mathematical model, in a computing model, is represented by what? See, our system of mathematics is a decimal system. What do we say? If I say the number 1, it means 10 to the power of 0. Right? 2 means 10 to the power of 0 into 2. If the number is 21, it is 10 to the power of 0 into 1. Okay, the unit's digit, plus 10 to the power of 1 into 2. So you get like this. So everything is in terms of the power of 10. Each digit is increasing by one level. But then, for reasons that we may not fully understand, the entire world of computing goes with what arithmetic? Not decimal, but binary. What is binary? There are only two numbers. There are only two numbers. 0 and 1. Okay? You have only two numbers. But yet, computers can run the whole show in the universe today. How do they run it on? Just 0 and 1. 0 and 1. So 0 and 1 is enough to do the job. Alright? Create your entire computer models. So what you need is to be able to manage the 0 and 1 properly. That's it. So here we have luxury. We have 3. Okay? We have 3 here. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. So what is Sattva, Rajas, Tamas? We give it some characteristics. But really what you need to understand, everything is a combination of these three. What about these three, sir? These three are Maya. Okay? Now, having told you what is Maya, that completely depends. I can also say what? Ya Maya, Ya Ma Sa Maya. It really doesn't exist. It only has a dependent existence. If that doesn't have a dependent existence, now I am presenting what? Maya is Upadana Karanam. Ishvara is Nimitta Karanam. Upadana Karanam, I am saying, has no existence. Then what Upadana Karanam? Fact of the matter is, you don't need an Upadana Karanam. We'll prove that later. We don't need an Upadana Karanam. So there is only one reality, which is Brahmaiva. And that Brahma is Aham. So everything else is Ashesham Maya Kalpitam. It's projected by me as though. Okay? Ittham. In this manner. Ittham. Evam Bhuta Rupena. In this manner. Ittham. Yasya Dridha Matihi. The one who has an understanding. Of what kind? Dridha. Without the Asambhavana. And samshaya, without the feeling that it cannot be so, and without the thinking that it is doubtful, means total conviction, total commitment to this understanding. With respect to what? Sukhatare nitye pare nirmale brahmani. Add brahmani. So you know that all these three words, sukhatare nitye, four words, nitye pare and nirmale, all these are qualifying the word Brahman. Okay? So what does the word Sukhatara mean? Sukha means what? Comfort. Happiness. Right? sukhatara, taraprathya means higher degree of sukha. Okay? What is higher degree of sukha? It really is talking of the highest degree of sukha. Sukhatara here is sukhatama, really. Why sukhatara? Because it is sahaja anandaha. Every other sukha, see, this is the natural happiness. Unadulterated, natural limitlessness, which I am. Nothing is needed. I don't need anything else for me to be myself. See, for anything to be something else, you need something to change things around. Okay? So, if there is this clock, it just has to be a clock, there is no problem. If you want it to be something else, you have to make a change to it. But to be itself, nothing is needed. No effort. So now, what about all our sukhas that we experience? We experience various grades of sukha, various levels of sukha. Right? What about these sukhas? If you observe carefully, it's very interesting. The sukha's degree seems to me to depend upon the asukha that you experienced before. Okay? The dukkha. How badly you were afflicted by something. The relief from that seems to be that much sukha. Okay? So if you wanted something desperately and you got it, you see the relief there is huge. So the more you resisted something, the more you wind up something, you know, the more tension you give it, the more you will see the play when it frees from the tension. Okay? In the olden days we used to have alarm clocks which could be wound. I don't know many of you seen it or not. But there used to be a spring which you would wind. So if you wanted the alarm to ring a long time, you would wind it over and over and over. So it would keep on ringing till you woke up. Of course you may not wake up even after all that. But you could wind it a lot. And how much you wound it, that much would be the unwinding. Okay? So if you look at our own experiences, I want something really badly. My value for it is so much that every day and night I'm meditating on it. That's my only commitment is to that, whatever it might be. Okay? That one thing if you accomplish, like today's modern day's children, you know, poor kids, 12th grade, the mountain is on their head. They have to make it in life. Parents are pressurizing, peers are pressurizing, teachers are pressurizing. Pressure from all over. They're in a pressure cooker. Okay? Now, you see the relief the day the fellow has finally made it somewhere. You know, even the day the exam is over, a lot of load goes away. Why that happiness? What did he gain when the exam went away, finished? What happened? He just had nothing to do. He was himself without his free will for a minute, okay? That's what that we saw in the morning. So, it is your natural state. But the palpability of relief is huge when the tension was huge. Okay? So, what is the normal sukha then? The normal sukha is all the sukhas really. The all other sukhas come to you through a gateway, through a nimitta. Wherein you actually had obstructed your sukha in some way. Not willfully, unknowingly. Okay, as I said, I want this person. Everybody in the world, I don't care how they dress up, okay? But my sister is visiting here. I want her to be properly dressed. All of you should not think, what, Swamiji's sister is dressed like this? Okay, should be very proper. Everybody else is okay. You can dress any way you like. I have no problem. But if she dresses wrongly, I have a problem. So, if she comes dressed poorly, asukham, then if she, I'm not sure how she'll dress up. I'm not courage enough to tell her how to dress up. Okay? But when she comes, she's okay. What happens now? The tension goes away. That is what? Sukham. Now the sukham was seen through what? Through the asukham that I experienced in having an agenda for her. So I'm saying, if you look at it, all your sukhas are seen as an opposition, as something opposed to your dukkha. dukkha, your sense of want, your agenda, your wanting that something be different. Examine. You can examine every one of your sukhas. Okay? One may ask, what happens when I just laugh for a slapstick joke? What was I expecting? True, you are not expecting anything. But whatever the anxieties that you carry, just by taking yourself to be this limited being, there is a natural state of anxiety. You are always wound up. You are never really free. That natural state of woundedness is forgotten for the minute when you hear a joke. That's it. Or when you see a brilliant scenery, you see the sunrise, you just happen to suspend the self-judgment about yourself. And when that judgment is suspended, you can be yourself. You are yourself just for that time. So therefore, every sukha that you have really is just you being yourself. If we understand this, then why would I look for any other sukha anywhere else? If I am the source of all sukha, I don't understand this. And even when I am told, even if I think I understood it, it doesn't get assimilated. Even if it gets assimilated, habitually I think the wrong way. You see the difficulty at all levels. But the fact is, sukha is my swarupa. Sat, chit, sukham. Three lakshanas, defining attributes. Sat is one, chit is one, sukham is another. Same sukham is also called what? Anandam, anantam, priyam. Different contexts. So somewhere we will say what? Asti bhati priyam rupam. Asti, sat, bhati, chit. Priyam is sukham, anandam. When I say satyam, jnanam, anantam. Satyam is what? Asti, sat. Jnanam, chit. Anantam, anandam. So all these words have no different meanings. Every word, every adjective that you see to Brahman has got to be what? A lakshana. Okay? It has got to be a lakshana. Why it has got to be a lakshana? What is a lakshana? Now I am talking of lakshyartha. Not lakshana as a defining attribute, but lakshyartha. It's a lakshana. Means, the word does not in itself mean what I am trying to convey, but the word in some way will make me arrive at the meaning. Okay? It is not the word meaning. Therefore, if you hear the word sukham, that sukham has to finally amount to what? Myself. Every word like this. So you have to be able to negate something away. Bhagatyaga lakshana. You have seen what is bhagatyaga. One part of it you negate. What is the impossible part of it you negate. And the remaining part you retain. So that gives you the reality of what it is. So here I am saying, sukham is nothing but myself. Then you have sukhatara is sukha. Okay. Nitye. What is nityam? Nityam means, what is our normal understanding of nityam? Timeless, eternal, right? These are the words we use, which is always there. Shashvatam, nityam, we say. So what is the idea that you have when you hear the word nityam? The idea can be always. Always means what? In time. Always means in time. That orientation is an orientation we have, which needs to be looked into. What is the nityam we mean? Is it in time? It is not nityam in time. The nityam we are talking about is, if I can look at that which is the very basis of time, the very truth of time, then time is swallowed, is included in it. Okay? So, the nityatvam is in terms of seeing yourself as the very reality of time. That is a nityam here. Okay? What is time? What is time? Time we see, we divide time into three sections. Past, present and future. What is past? Was it past all the time? It was future before it came. it was present when it was, and it became past when it went by. So everything, past and future, are both talked in terms of reference point is present. Whatever you take as present, with base of that, you define what is past and what is future. So you cannot talk of past and future without present. Then what is present? Now you only understand what is present. What is present? Present is present century, present decade, present year, present month, everything is present. Right? Present samvatsara. Then present what? Ayanam. Uttarayana, Dakshinayana. So Panchangam you are saying every day. Then what? Masa, month. Then what do you have? Paksha, the fortnight. Which one? The bright or the dark side of the moon. Then what? Tithi, which day? Then you will get into the specific part, the hour, the muhurta, 48 minutes. Minute to seconds. Seconds to microsecond. Microsecond, millisecond. Millisecond to microsecond. Microsecond to nanoseconds. All nanotechnologies today. Then picoseconds. What is present? What is present? This length is superimposed by you. Then, if you remove the superimposed length on the present, what is present? A present which has no length of time. Now, you have to understand, what is a present which has no length of time? What would that be? It just merges into awareness. There is nothing but awareness. And on that awareness alone, anything is superimposed. Okay? Every idea is a superimposition on awareness. This is what I was trying to get across to you this morning. When I said you hear a sound, does that sound impact your awareness in any way? What you are hearing, does it impact it? You hear Om, you hear Ram, two different sounds. You hear all these words, none of these sounds impact it. Different ideas are going on in your mind right now. Every word produces a new meaning. Padha creates a padartha. Each meaning is floating by like a river. You're standing on the side and watching all the meanings go by. Are you, the bystander, impacted? No. This time with a length is a concept. Time with a length is an idea. If you went and told a guy on, you know, Jupiter, suppose there was a guy sitting on Jupiter, and you went and told him, you know, I ran 100 meters in 8.1 seconds. He'll say, what second? What ran? What I? He won't understand anything, right? Because it's all language. But when you make him understand what, he understands it in terms of a vritti concept. It's all a concept. And every vritti has no being other than the awareness that you are. Therefore, every understanding, every word and every meaning, every padartha is what? Has its being in awareness, depends completely on awareness for its being, and has no existence independent of this awareness. Correct? Yet, at the same time, the awareness does not get impacted in any way by this. What does it tell you? It tells you that this is a mere superimposition. It has no independent being. It's an appearance. It's an appearance, a seeming reality, an appearance. This is pratiti. Appearance is called what we call pratiti. Kala pratiti asti. There is an appearance of time of any length. That length is a concept in your mind. That's why if you are sitting in a class which you are enjoying, you don't have to look at the clock. Okay? But if you are sitting in a class which is not to your liking, you have to look at the clock every other minute, because it looks like still not 9:45, still not 9:30. What's going on? Why? Because that length is sitting here. It's not really physical. The length of time is a concept. In fact, every padartha, every single form you have, including ghata, Pata, matha is only a concept. And every concept is just a thought. And a thought has no being other than awareness. So here we are talking of time. I'm extending it a little further. But present is nothing but awareness. Because that length, present has no length. And that which has no length, which means there is no concept anymore, means it is you. Even as you reduce the length, you can see. Second, microsecond, millisecond, nanosecond. At some point, you will just lose it. You will see that there is nothing but you. That is the reality we are talking about. Asymptotically, it never becomes zero, okay, mathematically. This is the problem of mathematics with infinity or zero. You can never have something called zero. You will have 0.1111111, no, 0000001. How many zeros you put, you want. But the fact is, there will always be something. You cannot reduce. Why? Because satta never goes away. Nasato vidyate bhavaha, na bhavo vidyate sataha. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. This is what you should understand. That is why zero is called pujyam. It is not something which is shunyam, it is pujyam. That which you cannot negate. So the content of present is myself, the awareness. Now, if past and future depend on present, and present is myself, what is past and what is future? Past and future have no being other than me, the awareful being. Therefore, what is nityam? Nityam is myself. Therefore, nitye. So we saw two words, sukhatare, nitye. Rest of the words, tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.